XS Shafir Huzo. Welcome back to a brand new episode. It's 2025, baby. Yeah. New episode of Seated with Lebo and
Compilations.
Compilations of the new year. Condolences, happiness. Wow, we're back.
Condensed milk of the year.
So we obviously came back this year with our interview with Mongezi. We loved that episode, but now it's back, fresh, new content. We've thought about it. We've got monthly themes.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a really good year. We're really excited just to like have conversations with you guys, have more guests like we've been saying, but really like deep dive into our personal stories. If you guys don't know who we are, I am Tato, this is Lebo, we're brothers, we're the Rembe brothers, and we love having uncomfortable conversations in a very lighthearted manner. We speak all things that, you know, are related to self-healing, to self-improvement, to mental health, physical health, you know, just making sure that you thrive as a man. This podcast is aimed to inspire and motivate young men, but also we love the fact that we've got so many amazing women watching the podcast too, hopefully nudging their husbands and boyfriends and partners,
showing them to uplift themselves.
And so you should speak up about masculinity. So thank you so much for the support for the past year or 2 years. And here's going to be a good one. So we're speaking about insecurities, we're speaking about anxiety, and we're speaking about overthinking. Those are three things that I really struggled with growing up most of my life. So I'm really excited to have this conversation because this is my week. If you guys don't know, we have weeks to decide who's talking about what. This is my week.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And I want to finally overcome overthinking, anxiety, insecurity. I want to close that chapter in my life, you know?
Yeah.
But before we get into the podcast, there's always the one thing we ask, and it is,
how are you? Can we do what, buddy?
We talk about
it's been a while.
How you are emotionally, romantically, physically. That's what we said last time.
How am I? I'm okay, man. Big thing for me this year is just like a lot of anxiety. I think we start the year with a lot of anxiety of what will happen in the future of this year. Mentally, I'm just okay. I'm not too hard on myself right now. And then, physically, I've been working out. You know, I've been gymming. Oh. It's only been like what?
Brock Lesnar.
Like four,
John
five.
Cena.
How many days do you wait until you tell people you're working out? How many days is it? Like,
I don't know.
As a courtesy. Yeah.
Let's go into this.
I think it should be like 2 weeks, man.
I feel like you should tell people you're working out, like, for us publicly.
Yeah.
You should like wait at least you've done a month.
Yeah.
A month consistently.
Yes, sir. So many times you have to wake up in the morning.
Like
to
if you said, okay, if you shied week one, that's the one of the most difficult weeks to go consistently.
Okay.
Week two is tough because it's like, yo, I'm doing that shit again.
Week
three is like, okay, you know, I got the hang of it. Week four is, okay,
I'm literally injured.
I'm in it. Then week five is week one again. So you've done the cycle. So I think after a month.
Okay, cool. So we've agreed now, guys. You can't tell us you've been gymming. It's less than a month.
Consistently. How many times a week?
I go every day.
How many times a week until you for the what we're describing? To say you're gymming, like what happens if you're going once a week, 4 times a month?
Yeah, you have to be going Monday to Friday minimum.
I say 3 times a week.
Three
times a week.
You can't announce publicly out loud.
You've been to 3 sessions a week. It's 3, 6, 9, 12 sessions a month from zero.
Nah, dude. I'm telling you, I think it's 5 sessions a week.
That's insane.
Okay. That's minimum. But that's what I think.
So since you're telling us you're gymming, how often do you go to the gym?
Like 5, 6, 7 times a week.
5, 6, 7. Those are 3 different numbers. Which one is it?
Shame. I won't lie. It's probably, I go to gym 3 times in a week.
Yeah.
And then the Friday and the Monday, I jog.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to.
You're doing like 5Ks, 3Ks, 2Ks?
Like minimum 3. I try to do minimum 3.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, minimum. Which took me, the first time, took me.
You're going to lose so much weight.
A lot of time, yeah.
You're naturally like a very small person.
Yeah.
So obviously like the little weight that you gain was because of like lifestyle and like alcohol and like fast foods. Yeah. So if you run for like another 3 more weeks, you're not going to go back to where you were. And then obviously because you're...
I'm just so scared I'll become like skinny again. But hopefully the gym gives will you counteract
some,
that.
Some muscle.
How's your gym? I know you're also in the gym.
I'm not in the gym. It hasn't been a month for me.
Oh, yeah,
it hasn't been a month for me.
Yeah, you just have a whoopee.
I'm constantly going to Virgin Active. It's only been 2 weeks.
But how are you?
I'm good. So, okay, shit.
No, start of the gym. You said last week?
Okay, so last week going to the gym 5 times.
Okay.
I went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
And then this week.
Oh, you gymed on the weekend? That's huge.
Every day, bro, with the Disney Channel flow.
Yeah.
And then this week, I went Monday, Tuesday, today's Wednesday. I also went today.
Yeah.
So we're part of the 5 a.m. club now.
Are you okay?
Yeah, so we're going in the mornings.
Those are the people that give up first. The people, no, I'm honest. The people that say to themselves, okay, we're going to do this thing every morning.
5 o'clock.
Boy, life comes at you fast. One morning
I was waiting for your friend Percy today to say he's up because we gym together.
He didn't wake up.
He wasn't there, bro. So I was just there like, oh, nah.
Yo, Tato, are you exposing him, eh?
I said, no, it's the truth. But apparently I spoke to Shadi. Shadi was telling me that, no, his phone is broken, apparently. His phone's not charging.
Is that who called me that time?
I don't know. His phone's not charging. So he went to the gym, but went to different gyms. And I think we missed each other. But in terms of how am I, yeah, guys, I've done such a big, like, shift in terms of, like, lifestyle, you know? Yeah, I think we decided to really rock November, July, August, September, October, November, December. We went out quite a bit. Like, we really said, okay, you know what? Work hard, play hard. And I feel like I've always been preaching, like, balance, and I want to be capable. I want to design my own life. Mm. You know, last year in the podcast, we speak about what our dream lives look like. And I would say, it's me waking up, and going to the gym, cooking, and what?
Feeding my dog.
Feeding my dog.
I'll never forget the conversation.
Feeding my dog. And my dog's trained, you know? So in that, I told myself, you know what, Tato? Because I had this conversation with myself last year, December. I said, you know, have your December, have your fun. But when we enter the new year, you can have moments of fun, and then there must be a day where you say, I'm locking in.
No.
Right? So that day happened to me last week, Monday. Mm. I said, no more alcohol. I said, I can still have fun, bowling. I can still go to the club. I just won't drink. No more alcohol. And that's my first step to teach myself discipline. Mm. Then I said, my second step to reinforce the discipline that I'm trying to spark in myself is the gym. So I've been making sure that I go to the gym at least 5 times a week. Mm. Then the third thing is, the only takeaway I can buy is Nando's or cooked food. That otherwise I have to make food for myself, right? Or if I buy food, it must be like a toasted chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it has to be of healthy.
It must be healthy, it must be fair, you know? I mustn't be buying a McDonald's or Burger King. So I've been really focused on doing that, and I'm trying to inspire discipline in myself so that when I launch the things I want to launch in February and March,
those things,
you know, I'm speaking to them from doing it. Mm. So that's been a big shift of mine. I even posted a recap reel today. I was like, guys, I haven't posted a reel in so long. Let me just post a reel to show you that I'm still there. I'm still vlogging. I'm not going to be doing that many vlogs on Instagram this year. What's exciting is that we're bringing back YouTube vlogs. I started vlogging yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're bringing back YouTube vlogs. It's very, very exciting. Tiseto's actually shooting them for me, which is really dope. So we've got someone behind the camera to help, tell the story better. Yeah. That board over there is like a big whiteboard. We did a brainstorming session speaking about the vlog. So very intentional about the content. Very intentional about all of the brands that are signed to Rampedi Media Network as well. Like, Thought Digest had a big meeting with them yesterday to speak about, how to, move forward. That went well. As Manjita, we've been having meetings as four. But Mbali's going to pitch to you guys something very exciting this week also, which is basically going to help us solidify our brand identity. So that's very, that's what I'm enjoying. Romantically,
Yes, romantic. I forgot to say
that. It's fine. If you want to skip, you can skip.
I forgot.
We can come back next week.
Okay, it's bad. Let's see when the views are low. When the views are low.
Romantically, this is how I feel.
This is how I'm doing. Boom. 10K views.
Romantically, I'm still single. I'm chilling.
Loser. Sorry.
There's someone that I really enjoy talking to.
Okay.
To a very high magnitude.
Yeah.
You know, but nothing official has been said. So still very much just doing me and then chopping to this person when I get the chance to talk to them. Mm. I haven't seen them in ages though.
Yeah.
But yeah, life is good, bro. A lot of new hires this year, which is dope. So we hired Tiseto. He's like a full-time DP for Seated, or Digest, for the studio. If you guys don't know, we opened up a brand new studio in Medran. It's called House of Rampedi. And this place is basically a space for my network to shoot the content, but also for you guys to come through and you guys to book out the space. So check out the description if you guys want to book out the space. You can literally get your podcast shot just like this by Tiseto and by the crew in the studio. Or you can literally just come and just rent the studio space and bring all your own things. When we shoot you, we're using A7 III's, A7 IV's. We're using some of the best podcast equipment. And yeah, man, everything is good. What have I missed out? That's everything.
Mentally. You said, you said your mindset changed. You said you're not eating.
I spoke a lot.
No.
I unpacked.
Yeah.
So before we get into the conversation, you guys know we like doing this thing where we define, the subject matter. So I've got definitions.
Wait, shout them the subject matter first.
I did in the beginning.
What is it?
So we're speaking about overthinking,
anxiety. Yes. One more time. Yeah.
So before we get into that, I think it's always nice for us to define.
Yeah.
Because this also enables us to have a better conversation, a better flow.
Yeah.
Even for you guys at home, it also is like you understand.
Come from a baseline. Like this is our baseline.
Yeah. Not like okay, we're talking about overthinking. Then we're going off the basis of what you that, think overthinking is. Mm. So let's have a common definition. Everything. So overthinking is the tendency to excessively analyze or think about a situation, often leading to indecision, worry, or anxiety. So overthinking causes the next definition, anxiety. A feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease about something with a certain outcome. Anxiety can manifest physically, so like a rapid heartbeat, sweating, or emotionally through fear and apprehension. And then you get insecurities. Here, negative self-perceptions or feelings of inadequacy, often stemming from past experiences, self-doubt, or societal pressures. I haven't said some of these words in such a long time.
Societal pressures. Rah.
There's another one here that also, what was it? Inadequacy.
Rah.
I saw the word, I said, yeah, how am I going to say
it's a mouthful in January.
One, brother. So I think for us to get started, we can speak about moments where we've, you know, both experienced overthinking. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to start with overthinking. I can also go for it.
No, you can go for it first.
So for me, overthinking has been happening for years. I think it started when I was young. I think I kind of know where it stems from. It stems from like a lot of people always asking me like questions about like my weight.
Mm.
Like, why are you like this? Because as a kid, I grew up like very big. Then I was like, be walking in the mall, savannah, kopolokwan. They'd be like, hey, muna, kando jay, why are you so big?
That's how people in Limpopo talk to each other. But yes, continue.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd be so confused. Like, why are all these old people asking me, what do I eat? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then from there, like, you lose your innocence of a child and you start thinking, like, what the fuck? Like,
what's wrong with me?
Why am I being asked that question?
Mm.
Then you ask your friend, and your dad's like, oh, because you're a big child. You need to cut down on the McDonald's, brother.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Then you start thinking about it a lot. And then obviously at school, maybe you do bad at school. And then you get shouted at. And you start thinking, eh, like, what's happening? Like, I feel like overthinking stems from the first time you experience a lot of the first... Overthinking comes from the first time you experience a lot of emotions for the first time.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Or maybe your bottle cap, like, basically you overfill like your capacity of like emotion, and then you finally like panic, or you finally like overthink the scenario, obviously, or like you're just like very hurt by it.
Yeah.
And I think then from that moment, whenever a moment that's very similar occurs, you start to like overthink the scenario, overthink.
Your safety mechanism becomes overthinking because you haven't conquered the ability to, you know, go through that thing.
I don't know, because also overthinking can sometimes come from like doubt and insecurity, I like to believe. Like, let's say, you know, for me, the most childish overthinking memory I can think of is probably when, you know, the next day it's like one of those days where it's like a sports day and people split up into like red, yellow, blue, and green, water. And I always used to overthink like, yo, ish, I'm never going to come first. And that running, you know how you do like a running thing with your house. And I always used to think to myself, tomorrow I'm not going to hit the, like, I won't be able to even, like, be fast as the other kids. Already, before we even run, I think.
Yeah.
I'm already like, no, I don't think I'll be good enough. I don't think they're good enough. And again, that stems from maybe the first time someone told me I'm not good enough, or that first hurt of feeling like I'm not good enough, which makes you feel like following opportunities, you're not good enough, you know? So I'd also say an insecurity, something that it can stem from,
Yeah. So I say on that personal story, like I was saying, so I started experiencing those things for the first time. And then I grew with overthinking from being 7 all the way up until university.
What?
And I remember in university, like, I used to overthink everything. Like, let's say I'm even just chilling with you in a room, right? And then, can you just turn the fan? It's just making my eyes watery. I'd be in a room with you, right? And I'd be like, oh, how did you think about, like, what I'm doing? How did you think about my shoes? Like, what did you think about my thing? Mm. Is my stomach showing? Oh, shit, okay, cool. How are my teeth? Like, I used to think small things like that, just about my physical appearance.
Yeah.
In so many different rooms. Even, like, a lot happened, like, first year, second year. Like, let's say I'd be at, like, a house party or something, right? Like, I'd be in a space, I'd be like, okay, cool. Am I talking enough? You're not talking enough. Do they think I'm quiet because I'm weird? Maybe I should speak. They're like, nah, don't speak. Okay, let me speak. Fuck, why did you say that? I shouldn't have said that. That thing is so weird. Why did you say that? Now everyone's looking at you.
So do you think that your overthinking has, it's increasing in size from that first moment of, like, the weight to now where it now is, like, probably in abundance?
Yeah.
Like you're able to now, it pours into other insecurities basically.
Yeah. So I think overthinking definitely, with time it grew because I had nothing to cope and deal with it. And as the podcast nears its end, I want to speak to you guys some things I did to like overcome my overthinking, because now I don't overthink as much anymore. And it's got a lot to do with confidence, but we'll touch on that later.
I like how like the definition was like, it also pours into the anxiety.
Yeah.
Because that's so true. Once you start like rumbling, then what happens? The anxiety, the feeling of like, this thing is still going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people, I still have to go to the race tomorrow. I still have to run. I still have to. And now I'm anxious about it. I've already doubted myself.
Yeah.
So I liked how those two tied. Sorry. Yeah. I liked how those two tied.
So I remember in university, I used to tell Matladi, one of my best friends, Matladi, could see my overthinking with my eyes. He see me look there, always thinking really? Too much. Even in the questions I'd ask him, I'd be like, yo, bro, do you think she think it's weird if I did this? Yo, bro. And he'd be like, boy, you know, right now I'm thinking about nothing. And you've asked me 7 questions in the past 3 minutes. So then he said, bro, I think, I don't know if he went home and did research or whatever, but he came to me the next day and he said, boy, every time you overthink, I need you to just count random numbers. So for a good 6 months, in most of my social settings, I'd be there 6, 17,000, 84.
No way.
105 million, 65.
I thought my overthinking was bad, but there's no way.
And I remember the first time I started overthinking, he says counts, I'm like one. He's like, in your head, man. Not out loud. Then I started saying it in my head. Then eventually it started being a thing of like, I swear down, it became muscle memory. I'd be in a room, start thinking, but I'll still be able to interact. So I think the thinking just happens
naturally
at the back. Obviously now I don't count anymore, bro. But so
now, like, you just know the social cues. He basically taught you social cues. yeah.
Like, I will always be so grateful to Matladi. And I don't think he understands how much I love him, because he helped me overcome overthinking. And then obviously I saw that, like, so that's my personal experience. Obviously I'll touch on more as we go. What's one of your personal...
Yo, I don't know. Well, like, yours has like a solution and everything. I feel like I still deal with overthinking. Like, I'm very indecisive a man.
Yeah.
I'm very indecisive. I hate that. I really, really, really hate it. It's something that I try to work on. But I'm very indecisive. And I think that plays a large part to my overthinking.
Yeah.
You know, someone said to me that the reason I probably like have so much anxiety or the reason I overthink so much is because I'm still in the stage of my life where I'm trying to impress everyone around me. So what happens is that, like, I place myself in like a place of like, okay, cool, I need to make everyone proud. Which made me overthink, and then makes me anxious, and then makes me like,
so yours,
oh no.
So yours was done by like self-set expectations.
Yes. So let's say I could even be chilling, you know, with my hand, and I'm like chilling and we're ordering food, right? My hand. My hand.
What's that? A bed or a bed? What's in my hand? What's in my hand?
I wish your tattoo was on this head and I could hit you.
Oh, I also got a tattoo this year, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, but if I'm chilling with my hand.
In my hand.
And we're ordering food, right? Yeah. For example. Yeah. Now I'll be like, oh, I feel like debonairs tonight. Like, debonairs feels good to me. Yeah. I mean, then I'll be like,
something
oh,
meaty.
Then I'll be like, oh, wait, no. What if she doesn't want debonairs? Oh, no. What if she doesn't want pizza? Like, you know what? Let me just ask her, what do you want? And then she says something like, oh, I want caviar. Then I say, caviar, debonairs. Caviar, debonairs. All of a sudden, now I'm overthinking. I'm like, does she think I'm not good enough? Are my tastes not good enough for this person?
Your taste?
Yeah, like my taste. Is my taste not good enough for this person? Or do I think, am I not good enough for this person? Now they're asking me for caviar. I don't like caviar. Am I even compatible with this? Like, my mind just goes onto the
building.
And then
When you get home, you're going to be there like 7:14. Like,
yeah, now I'm going to be there 3,000 to 3 million, 2 million. Like, even if TikTok, let's say I post a TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And then it only does like 40,000 views, right?
That's bad performance.
And then I'll wait 3 days and it's still on 40. Like, it hasn't grown. No one has seen it past that like peak stage.
Yeah.
I start thinking to myself, oh my God, they've forgotten me. No one knows who I am anymore. I'm supposed to start from scratch. I need to post a banger. You know what? I'm going to post a banger this time. Like, nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. And then I'll post immediately that day. Not because I wanted to, because I have like this. Because
you feel like you failed.
Yeah, I feel like I failed everyone. And it's something that, like, I've been actively working on, like, the only voice being in my head valuing me first.
Yeah.
I can care about people. I think that's natural. We can all care. but me being the center point of my care.
Yeah.
And that's something I've been dealing with for years, I think. I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
So I like how, I hate it, but I like how yours comes inward, outwards, and mine comes outward, inwards.
Yeah. I wanted to say, so from the people that are watching, I think everyone needs to understand, or maybe even speaking to you.
Yeah.
From my analysis, if I had to become a therapist, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I definitely say that your overthinking stems from self-set boundaries and expectations from the exterior to yourself to the interior.
Yeah.
And then also comes from worry of not maybe being enough for your environment. And then also stems from feeling like you're not excelling.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you have those three like problems, for the first one, you should, I think a good solution would be communicating with your external environment and asking them, what are your expectations of me?
Mm.
So for example, like let's say you're in school and then you're like, yo, I got a 60% and you become so sad and stuff. Go home, ask your parents like, yo, what do you expect me to get when it comes to marks? You'd be surprised. You'd be like, oh, boys, and just get a 55, 60% pass. Even you like in a relationship, it's like you said, like, okay, cool, my taste buds, caviar, debonairs, I'm not
good. Yeah.
To be like, yo,
what do you expect?
A good conversation could be, what are your views on us having different taste buds? You're gonna hear, oh, I don't care. When you hear, oh, I don't care, it removes overthinking for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So I feel like those are some ways that we should, those are some things we should be practicing.
Hey, Makadi, man, can we call Makadi and say thank you, man?
Those are some things we should be practicing to really try to overcome our overthinking,
because
we set so many expectations in ourselves.
Yeah.
And if we just have the conversation, that's why everyone always preaches communication.
So now, I think that's a big solution for the outward, inward sense of overthinking and anxiety. What would your solution be then for the inward, outward? The one where you view yourself negatively and it has nothing to do with external. So now you can't include external.
Yeah.
But I guess a nice way to fix that one would be to say, guys, what do you think of me?
Yeah, what do you think of me? Or even speak to yourself. You say, okay, cool. How do I find myself?
How do I view myself?
How do I view myself?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Tato, how do you view yourself?
Mm.
Honestly speaking. Mm. Okay, he views himself like this. Okay, no, I've been viewing myself like this. Have you ever had these thoughts? No. Okay. Hey,
do you think
George, how do you view yourself? Yeah. Then you start seeing how everyone views themselves. Then you can understand, no, man. Maybe I'm actually just self-harming by the way that I'm viewing myself.
Yeah.
So like doing research, I also love speaking to AI about how I feel. That can really help you unpack and understand like the root cause
of
a lot of your overthinking.
I think for me, right, where it comes from and where it stems from is that when I was very young, I was very much in my like, you know, not doing well academically,
Lebo was a nonchalant kid.
Like I was very quiet. Like I didn't give a damn. Like in my mind, like as long as I'm alive, I'm have a roof over my head, I was chilling.
Yeah.
You feel me? So school marks didn't really matter to me. I was there for the living experience.
Yeah.
Part of it, you know. Which I think that's what I've done my whole life. I've never been scared of just saying, let me just try something new, just because, and J&J.
Yeah.
But in that, I remember, you know, for a lot of us, loving our parents' love in our early stages comes from academic validation.
Yeah.
You know? And since I wasn't as academically inclined, you know, I could see like a sense of disappointments in the house, or rather a sense of trying to push me to become more academically inclined.
Yeah.
But it was when I became academically inclined in university that I received so much love.
You got it, my boy.
I got a car. I was loved. They told me. They said, my dad would even be like, if let's say we had a family gathering, he'd be like, no, my son does economics. You know, like he's gonna tell you guys about the economy now, you know.
what do you know about the economy? My son knows the economy.
And then now to go back to a stage of my life where, you know, no car, you know, no job, you go back into that shell phase of your high school days of not being academically inclined, and you can feel this projected gap between your parents, and your parents have learned to love you through the both
good
now.
And the bad, yeah.
Both now. So, you know, I think that's where it ultimately stems for. And now that we're having this conversation, obviously I'm internalizing. I'm like, damn, yeah, you are right, you know. So I should be like, yo, guys, what do you expect from me? And have these conversations with people around me.
Because I know I had the conversation with Papa about, like, what do you expect from me in my 20s?
Mm.
And he was like, Boyzen, you got your degree. I'd love for you to study further, but I can see a lot of resistance from you.
Yeah.
But honestly speaking, try everything you want to do. And the thing that works, then grab it. He said, your 20s are for finding what type of thing you want.
Mm.
I remember in high school, at the same conversation, he said, in your 20s, when you get your degree, you're going to work in transportation. You're going to work in consulting. You're going to work in mining. You're going to work in all these fields. But what matters is you finding which field you prefer.
Yeah.
So in that, I'm applying the same analogy in the content space. Mm. So I'll try a podcast. I'll try a reality show. I'll try a speed dating show. I'll try, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
A group channel. And then whatever my heart gravitates towards the most,
that's
will
the
then
thing,
fulfill.
Yeah.
So I think for me, if you had to ask me what you think my expectations are of you as your older brother and as your friend, I'd say it's for you to try and to finally make a decision when you reach, like, very soon, 27, 28. I must make a decision, like, where do you want to be?
Yeah.
Do you want to be in the corporate space?
Mm.
Do you want to climb the corporate ladder?
Yeah.
Do you want to be in the entrepreneurial space? Do you want to be in the consulting space?
Mm.
Do you want to maybe be in the corporate space, but then you're the leader? So you're not like, because sometimes, you know, having a consulting company doesn't mean you're not, that might not be mean that you're an entrepreneur.
Mm.
It just means that you're doing your job externally, like you are contracted.
Mm.
So I feel like my expectation from you is to like keep trying everything, but then you must get to a point where you know what your life purpose is or what your purpose is for at least the next 5 years. Because then I know that that gives me a certain ease in terms of your mind.
Because
I know the feeling of being everywhere and saying, yo, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that?
Yeah.
It's, you don't have peace of mind.
Yeah, it's. I think it all, you know, it all goes into the topic at hand, you know, overthinking, you know. But yeah, I fully agree with you, dog. Like, I think at some point, you know, especially as a man, you know, especially as a man, you need to know what you're doing. Like, you need to know what...
You need to take your time and test, but then...
Yeah, but at some point...
But some people are saying 27, 28, 26.
Yeah.
Because I only decided what I wanted to be and do was last year.
Yeah.
Now, the last year I was 27.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's when I was like, okay, cool, I can see the direction I'm trying to go into and let me give it a try and see what happens. All right, guys, so into this next segment, I try to do a game. I think this game is just going to just be a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
I asked AI to make a game. It's called the Overthinking Olympics is the first round. So we need to both do this as fast as possible. Describe a time when you overthought a situation. Quickly think about what triggered it and how did you eventually resolve it. Wow, that's a long thing to do.
I feel like an interview question.
So let's go. So describe a time when you overthought. Go.
Okay, cool. My fridge broke, basically.
What triggered that? My fridge breaking.
My fridge breaking. Because I was like, do I have to get a new fridge? Like, what the hell? Now I have to, where am I going to get the money to get a new fridge?
So what triggered it was the financial implication.
Yeah, the financial implication.
All right.
Ooh, okay, nice, okay. Nice.
And then how did you eventually resolve it?
I called my landlord. So I just like, let me just give this problem to someone.
And then what did your landlord do?
He said, yeah, come through and fix it, yeah. Cool. Then it was solved.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think about a situation I overthought. Okay.
Yeah. Go.
Okay. In the morning today, I didn't think if the blue cap worked with my pink pants.
Okay, and then where did that stem from?
Looking in the mirror, and I was like, this might not match. I'm used to matching top and bottom.
Okay. So used to your norm. Used to your norm. So you're then pushing your boundary.
Yeah, then overthought by saying, I have to try different things.
You
to
see?
Grow my fashion.
Yeah.
To grow my fashion sense.
Okay. So you push past your boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, cool. Insecurity charades. Act out a common insecurity, fear of public speaking, fear of failure, without speaking and your coach has to guess it. So you have to act out an insecurity.
An insecurity?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anxiety.
No.
Shyness.
No. Like, say, what am I insecure about, bro?
An insecurity. It can even be an emotion.
Also describe me for the people listening.
Oh, fear of heights.
No.
Levels blocking his eyes and covering his face.
Yeah, I'm covering my?
Your face. You think ugly.
Here we go.
I don't know if insecurity is that.
Man, it is an insecurity. A lot of people deal with that insecurity, you know?
Oh, I've got a good one.
Okay, go.
A lot of big ideas.
Act it out. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so this puffing his shirt. Fear of sweating. fear of
insecurity.
Sweating. Oh. How you look underneath the shirt or what?
You're almost there?
No, I don't know then. Fear of how the shirt sits on you.
Yeah, it's like a weight thing.
Okay.
A lot of guys that are insecure about weight, even girls, like they'll always like
play with their
shirt. You even get guys that like walk like this.
Really?
Yeah.
I know people that extend like this.
What's that? What is
you
that?
You know, you put one thumb here, one thumb here. And
how does that? How does that do?
It makes it straight like this.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a good one. Okay, the what if game. I'll provide a what if scenario. For example, what if you forgot your lines during a live podcast? And then you must take, and then you and your co-host take turns responding to the scenario.
Okay.
So what if? Okay. So what if I came to the podcast an hour late?
I'd call you, say, yo, are you okay? And then two, I'd be like, what's your reason?
I don't think I like this game.
Oh, no, I'd be like, are you okay? What's your reason? And then that's it, yeah.
Okay.
And then I just wait.
Okay. What if...
Wait, do I call you after an hour?
Okay.
Because that changes my answer.
Let me do a different one.
Okay.
What if... And what would you be thinking, your thoughts? What if you got a job opportunity in Dubai to make 400K a month?
I wouldn't take it.
So far.
Different language.
In Dubai,
for 400,000.
Dubai is very...
Isn't the standard of living of Dubai also very expensive? You know,
400,000. About 400,000 a month.
I could live properly, but I like raw. It'd be very hard to even live in Cape Town. Bro, 400,000.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my man.
Dude, Dubai is
so... Oh, my man.
Dubai, first of all...
Is this after tax or before tax? First of all.
Even if it's after tax, it's still a 250. But yeah, Dubai is very inclusive. They speak a lot of English.
No, I mean like, and then the financially inclusive? How inclusive are they financially?
Okay, you'd give me a... So your thoughts are your first thoughts is finances.
Yeah,
your
finance.
Your second fear is then what?
No, definitely finance. That's it.
Okay, so with the what if game, I want everyone to play this game at home.
Yeah.
So whenever you're in a mode of like a feeling of like anxiety, overthinking, like, and I wonder if someone that a close friend of mine taught me this. She always used to say, okay, and then what? And then what if that happens?
Mm.
For example, if you're like, yo, I'm so worried about my marks. Okay, what happens when you get your marks?
Okay.
No, my dad's going to think, okay, and then after your dad starts to see what's
going
to happen.
So you just keep going down the line.
So you keep going and doing a root cause analysis of the thing that you're scared of the most.
Yeah.
I think that's a very powerful way to overcome overthinking and anxiety. Just play the what if game or play the and then what game.
Okay.
It's helped me quite
a bit. Must have hit you with a hard one.
Yes.
What if one day you came to the studio and everything was stolen?
I'd
go with your roots. Go with your roots. And then,
okay, so my first thing is like, I feel like life is against me. And then I'd be like, why didn't I insure other things? Because most of the things are insured here. But
and then
I'd be like, you know, let me call my insurance broker, insurance person.
And then
I'd make a claim and check CCT footage.
Yeah.
And then I'd end up replacing the stuff and starting again.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, my man.
This guy's not opening up a police case. Oh, I'm on that. It's finished.
Let's move on. I think there's one
very
more.
Stressful thing, né?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason I'm doing such an extreme one is like I also feel like I hear you, né? But there are moments in life where I feel like you will be overwhelmed by your thoughts to a certain extent where you won't be able to control it. And in those scenarios, you know, I definitely think having conversations, like Tata said, with the people around you to just center you or someone that cares about you just to vent and they calm you down. Also, those are the certain things that I think help out. But at the end of the day, you're responsible for your mental state. Sure, and when those huge things happen, like someone dying, people getting robbed.
True.
You know, et cetera, et cetera.
When I was planning this episode, I wanted to like give advice. One of the biggest things I wanted to give is what you're speaking about. So you're speaking about obviously like there's moments where you don't have capacity to...
Yeah, like you just, they just literally... Yeah, you just, wow, you feel. I'm defeated.
And guys, one of the best solutions, and this might sound crazy, is like sleep. Yeah. And let me unpack it. So like sleep obviously is like, worst case, my man, you can't do anything. But like when you're overthinking, when you're anxious... You need to set a time for you to experience those emotions for.
Yeah, like a maximum.
Yeah, like you don't have to solve the problem. You don't have to unpack it, speak to your brother about it. You don't have to play the and then game. You can say, yo, I'm worried. No, 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 no. My man, up to 90 seconds.
Mm.
That's when you say, okay, you know what? Let me just pause these feelings for now. And let me continue with my day. That's been something that was very powerful for me because... Like 90% of the problems that we experience, guys, we can't fix. They're just going to fix themselves.
Or they just come at you fast and they're unexpected.
Yeah.
So that's life.
A lot of the things that happen in life, you can't fix them yourself.
Mm.
So sometimes you just need to be like, you know what? I actually can't deal with this problem right now.
Mm.
So you just take a 90 second, you feel it for 90 seconds.
But that doesn't mean the problem will go away.
Doesn't mean the problem will go saying. Away.
I want but to you, emphasize that.
You come back and you tackle the problem when you have more capacity.
Yeah.
So like if you're spiritual, you should go and pray. if you're not spiritual, you should go and journal. I always tell people that aren't spiritual or Christian or religious, like journaling is a very good way to like release your thoughts. Because when you pray, you're speaking to God, telling him how you feel, and then you follow the Bible to basically simulate how you think he would respond. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely say journaling is very important. Even if you're just sending yourself voice notes or typing and texting yourself, letting out all of your thoughts and feelings is very, very powerful. And guys, AI is so powerful. You know, I ended up talking stage using AI. Can people watch this thing?
Yo. No.
So I wanted to be, very like considerate and like emotion. This is long ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like WhatsApp should have like a turn it in type vibe. Like we have like a percentage at the top. It says how much of this is generated. Yeah,
not his handwriting.
How do I know I'm talking to a human?
Not his handwriting.
How do I know I'm talking to a human?
So I told AI, like, yo, listen, I'm in this talking stage. I just feel like I lack, you know, connection. I lack feeling. I lack all these things. But I really enjoy spending time with the person. I don't want to waste this person's time any further. How can I communicate with this thing to them? Then I typed and I edited. And I said, okay, this is better than what I would have written. Also, me doing that taught me how to then also tackle that scenario. So yeah, AI helped me in the talking stage. Very, very good.
Toto needs to get sponsored by this AI.
What's up, AI?
I don't want to say its name, but that one.
No, but like, guys, so if you guys don't know, like Facebook, WhatsApp, there's AI on Instagram.
Everything.
WhatsApp.
Twitter too.
And I think it's
called
Grab. Free for now. These guys are very smart. They make it free for even 2 years so that we are dependent on it, and then they're going to be like, my man, it's time to pay. We saw it happen with CapCut.
CapCut did it too.
CapCut gave us CapCut for free for what, 3 years? Yeah. Oh, yes.
And now...
Now you can't do anything without paying the monthly subscription.
It's finished.
Imagine the boost in income from CapCut.
Yeah. I'm sure they're cooking. By the way, CapCut, I was going to say thank you so much. You helped me a lot in my career. You helped me a lot in my career. So bless you. Bless you.
Me too. Like,
I wanted to speak about one more thing with the anxiety and overthinking thing. You can also overthink when you're in a good place. So I wanted to emphasize how like we've been talking majority of the time of like negative reactions to life and saying, okay, that's what caused the overthinking. But you can also overthink when you're in a place of happiness. And that can even be, it's particularly when something's seen as healthy.
Yeah.
It happens all the time when you're shocked to the system of something being healthy. So you overthink it. Yeah. And then that causes you to self-harm the situation.
You're making so much sense.
Yeah, it's like how someone can buy a Ferrari and then leave it in the garage for the whole existence of the Ferrari because they overthink, if I drive this once, it's going to break, it's going to, you know what I mean? Like, they'll never enjoy the vehicle, but even though they bought it for that.
What are some moments where you were happy and you overthought the happiness?
Yeah, there's been times when I've had like a lot of money in my account. I've had... What?
I'm loving.
I'm being honest. There's been times when I was, you know, I had a lot of money in my accounts. I was making brand deal money. I had a salary. I was having podcast money. I was having all of these sources of income. You know, I thought really I'm at the pinnacle of my life here. I'm really doing it well.
But you can see the G again.
Yeah, I can see. Benz. And Audi maybe 3 years, 4 years. You know, maybe a townhouse in 10. Maybe this or that. You know.
Yeah.
But what made me overthink was at the time I was also, just single. So I was like, yo, I've worked so hard for all of this to share it with what? Share it with who? Thinking I'll never get married, never be in another relationship. Oh. Blah, 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 blah. So sometimes, again, happiness is a sense. It can also derive like overthinking and anxiety in your life. I don't know if you've ever had that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll throw myself into a talking stage. Like,
yeah,
I've been going through a lot of those. But now, like, I'm focused on self.
But I agree, you've got employees, ChatGPT.
Why am I talking to girls?
I agree, you've got these AIs that help you in your process of talking stages. I agree, you're hearing.
So there was a time I was talking to this girl, and it was so good. Like,
yeah,
we call every day, we text every day, and I'm gonna give you guys a small scenario.
Yeah.
I overthought the time in which I was responding to her because there was a moment she took long to respond.
Yeah.
So we're doing back and forth, calls. And then one moment, like, I texted her and then she took like an hour to respond. Then I was like, hey, can I respond now? Like, I'm ready to respond. And maybe I'm going to seem like, you know,
real.
I want this too much. But I'm like, but I do want this too much.
so
what do I do? Then I'm like, no, let me just text. Then I'm like, hey, let me not text. So that's been a moment where I've been in like an abundance of happiness. I overthink behaving in my natural ways of, you know, texting him back and forth because I'm overthinking, looking too desperate and looking like I want love too much. But it's
which
like,
is crazy, eh?
Yeah, which is insane. Because, like, dude, be yourself.
And you're already in, my man. You're already in the chat. You're already talking.
You understand.
Now you're doubting yourself and stuff. But yeah,
like, now you're thinking, should I be like, hey, this guy is so fast.
Yeah.
I can't even.
Yeah, that's what I really want to talk about in the next couple of episodes. I don't know which one. I really want to talk about, what's it called? Dopamine.
Yeah, dopamine.
Dopamine, yes. Because I watched this podcast the other day about dopamine. And it explains everything we just spoke about now. Like, everything. Like, this balance between pleasure and pain in a human's mind, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yo, overthinking can come from a place of happiness, my man.
Yeah, that's, I like that
you open up
that.
A studio. That's a huge accomplishment. What happens?
Hey.
Hey. Hara, hara, hara. You have a new relationship. You start saying, hey. When this one ends, I can't wait for a G again.
Yeah.
That's what they say. You know what I'm saying?
So we didn't really touch much. But I mean, obviously, it's flowed into it. But we haven't spoken much about insecurities.
Yeah.
So what are some things like, you know, because I know a lot of people watching this podcast, they are of our age, maybe a bit younger, a bit older. And we share similar insecurities. And a lot of people watching at home are fearful to speak about insecurities that they go through. So it's nice for them to hear us be vulnerable about our insecurities.
Mm.
And then maybe it allows for them to think about their insecurities and to overcome.
Yeah.
So currently, whatever you're comfortable sharing, even if it's an old insecurity that you have overcome, what's something that you think that you were insecure for a very long period of time?
I won't lie to you. Like, I did not want to go into this part of the podcast. I think as men, it's very hard for us to say our insecurities out loud because it's perceived as a weakness. Immediately. Mm. This man is asking me now to live jive. I know the views of this season podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we're also on Spotify as well, you know, guys. And also on YouTube for the
Apple
people listening
music
on Spotify
too,
and Apple Music
available.
As well. And also Apple Podcasts. And you know,
on that note though, like guys, we really appreciate you guys listening to the podcast, like actually listening to it on the audio channels because we feel like we have a lot of people on YouTube and then in the charts on Apple Music and Spotify, we're there, man.
Yeah, but we're not,
there. And I feel like we could be there. So if maybe, you know, you wait to get home after a long day to watch the podcast, maybe one day switch it up and like, you know, at the gym, you know, during your lunch break, try headphones, AirPods, whatever you use. And just press play on Apple Music, Spotify, or any streaming platform.
Yeah.
You were saying?
Yeah, so on that note.
Should I start?
No. I'm trying to get there. But yeah. Because, you know, as we said, seated and, you know, uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah,
In a lighthearted manner. I'll dive into it for the sake of that only, you know. I think one of the big insecurities that I'm currently facing is how people perceive me. It plays on my mind. All the time. So not like on a beauty standard. On a like, do people like see me and then they go behind my back and be like, yo, this guy's lost it, eh? Like, this guy's he's a bad, eh?
Oh, I get what you
like,
saying.
Like, I just know what's going to happen to him, eh? He's done here, eh? Or is it a thing of like, you know, I'm very like, nah, Levels got it together. Like, I'm proud of him. Like, shame.
Oh,
like, what
okay,
do I?
Cool.
Or, you know, so the perception that people don't show me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of my big, big insecurities.
Yeah.
That's why I think last year you guys heard on the podcast that like I read this book. I was trying to work on my like how I sit and how I, because the perception of me is very, it's something that plays on my mind quite often, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. It makes sense though, because when you go through hardship, you always wonder how does, you know, everyone view you in the moment of hardship? Is there pity? Is there sadness? Is there happiness? Is there support? Like what's happening? But I can say, like, everyone's really, like, proud of what you're doing.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, niggas.
Yeah,
like,
but, like,
niggas will be, like, for example,
people
like,
say that to me. I've said that to people that I know that no one is proud of them.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You see?
I wouldn't lie to you.
You know, yeah, I know you wouldn't lie to me, but say that yes.
You must have said I wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah. Have you done that?
What?
You've looked at someone, you know, hey, you know, I'm not really sure everything's going to be okay. Then
so
you look at them
it,
and say everything's going to be okay.
No.
Come on, Toto. You've never done that.
I've never. Swear down. Maybe turn the fan away from me. Thank you for turning it to me. It's just making me a bit sniffy. But no. I've never done that.
Okay.
One of my biggest insecurities. Oh, this is actually a crazy one.
Okay.
I've actually never even said it to myself, but I know it's lingering at the back of my head.
Okay.
I'm insecure that I'll never find a wife.
Yo.
Due to like my environment, the people around me.
I've had that one before.
My career and what I do. Mm. Like, I feel like I'll never find a genuine person. And I feel like I've got so much influence whenever I see somebody from everyone. Like, I have so many voices. And I was like, guys, you know, push the voices away. Not that I'm in a rush to get a wife, but I'm like, yo, would I ever get another partner again? My dating experience, like, I've been very public with relationships. So when you come to me, it's like, you know my ex-girlfriend, there's videos. You know my ex-ex-girlfriend, there's videos. And both of them, there's scandals behind both of them. Mm. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, will there be a girl who comes and wants to be with me for me? Not from what so she weird. Perceives me online. Even if she doesn't know, I mean, I'm talking to a girl. Guys, always I'm talking to a girl, sometimes I'm talking about the same person. So I don't think I'm talking about you.
Hey, my man.
Hey, my man. There's a girl that I was talking to. We got along. It was amazing. And then she found out, like, oh, damn, there was a scandal with, you know, your ex. Oh, yeah. There was a scandal with this other ex. And scandals, obviously, a crazy word
like,
to use.
It's more it's just like...
people spoke about you guys breaking up. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And she was like, it inspired insecurity in her now. Then it affected like how our relationship was like or our talking stage was like. Because now she's like, she's insecure that no, he might leave. Because apparently this guy leaves and things are good. Do you get what I'm saying?
True.
Based off of the perception of, you know, the outside. And yes. So like, I really think that like, I'm not going to find. I don't think I'm going to find a babe. Which is why like, I've been behaving the way I behave. I'm still like, you know what?
No, man. Tato,
let me focus on myself. Let me give myself the love that I've been giving to people outside. And then one day, whether I'm 35, 45, 50, I will then maybe experience what it feels like to be truly comfortable within a relationship again.
Yeah, I want you to watch the show. And it's called The Upshores. Yeah? And yeah, I'll leave it at that. I don't want you, because I want you to be like, oh, what were you talking about? One of the two. Yeah. So let me know. But in your response, like I find it very funny that, you know, me and Tato are friends and family. And he probably knew my insecurity, but band for band. He probably like, oh yeah, I know you're insecure about that. Like, yeah, I probably knew. And I knew he was also insecure about that. Like, immediately, even before he said it out loud, I was like, it's going to be something to do with either love or YouTube. Yeah. Love or YouTube. Because those are the only two that occupy this man's life. Success or love? This is the only two things. And the friendships can go, you know, we can come and go. But the love and the...
very essential.
Those are the two that, you know, so it's also... bringing it back to what Tata said earlier about the conversations with friends, you know, I'm listening to his insecurity now and I'm like, oh, dude, I wish Tata could see how valuable of a man he is. Yeah. Like, in our eyes, like, rah, we all like, probably like, you're probably going to get married first. So it's very nice to hear that perspective from your side, because it shows, like, you know, we're the meanest to ourselves, but kindest to everyone else. Mm. If I had to say the exact same thing to you, you're going to look at me and say like, no, dude, be for real. Do you know how charismatic you are? Yeah. Or what?
Anyhan would be happy to be with you.
Yeah, Anyhan would be happy to
be like, exactly. Two, and two that's minutes a, with you, they're going to forget.
Yes,
anything.
So it's raw. So just as a friend and family, it's like, oh, you know, that's how I see you. I'm like, oh no, like he's actually, and you're probably saying to me also, you're like, ah, oh, dude, everyone thinks you're, that's the first thing you said. But you know how hard it is to believe in the narratives of everyone around you.
Yeah.
So I love how you said earlier, you know, you also need to just define who you are and ask around and say, you know, I'm just going on to the solution based on part of all the things I had seen overthinking side. Yeah.
And I hear that. I think to wrap up this section, we're going to just do some, I've got like three steps, like some advice. And then we'll go into like, you know, our favorite influences, our favorite movies and series we've been watching right now. But, some advice when it comes to overthinking, I think it's very important to practice mindfulness. I think it's very important to set boundaries, like I mentioned earlier, time limits of how long you overthink for. And then I think it's very important for you guys to also refrain from negative thoughts. So when you have the negative thoughts, don't make it go into a roller coaster and make it flow. You can identify the first one, then you can say, wait, pause. I've reached my limit. I'm becoming negative. Let me take a deep breath. Let me gather myself. Let me regulate my emotions, and let me go back to that thought. When it comes to anxiety, I think it's very important to have a really good like self-care routine, like something that just makes you remove yourself from the external world and from everything you do, just to bomb by you and bring you back to life. Whether it's you doing a facial mask, whether it's you taking a walk, whether it's you listening to Ama Piano and dancing for 30 minutes straight, have a self-care routine that basically removes you from everything happening, because sometimes we just get stuck in this loop and the cycle, you know, and it's good to remove ourselves from what's happening. From an insecurity perspective, I think it's very important to practice self-compassion. I think you really need to understand who you are and remind yourself who you are every single day. And, you know, if you feel like you're not who you are, speak about who you want to be. I think that's very, very important. And then just try to refrain as much as possible from, like, talking badly about yourself, like self-talk. Like, yo, I'm like this, I'm like that. Like, that's one thing that will never help you with anything, looking down on yourself. Because anything we do regularly, it translates to the brain and then it sticks. So if you're going to constantly speak about how big your shoe is, trust me, you're going to think you've got the biggest shoes the rest of your life, and you're a size 6, so relax.
Hey, now.
I'm just joking. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, who are you watching?
Yo, who am I not watching?
Who's doing it for you?
I've watched so many things. You can go first. Yeah, so I might not take too long.
I'm actually watching The Big Bang Theory. Shout out to my friend Zah for putting it together.
You've never watched it?
No. I've always seen people watching it. I've always been around people watching it.
You've also been in the room when people are watching it.
But I've never watched it. So okay. I'm on like episode like...
I'm sure that's slapping. Like,
it's going crazy.
I'm sure that's an escape now.
It's the easiest show to watch.
I wish.
If I can't choose a show,
I wish.
I just go press play by episode 14 because it's so good. I'm on season 1.
Have you ever watched Friends?
No.
Have you ever watched How to I Met Your Mother?
No, so I'm doing all of
those
things.
This guy it can go away for the next 4 years.
That's why I lack social cues. That's where you guys learn social cues.
Yeah, we learn from television, I guess.
From those type of shows. But yeah, that's what I'm watching. Content-wise, I'm watching Sexy Unicorn. He's doing this really cool series. He's
posting every day
for 365 days. So until something happens.
Yeah.
So I hope something happens soon because my man posting every day, that's going to kill him.
Yeah, but get it sexy.
Get it sexy. Music, I've actually been back to like a lot of Afrobeats. I've been giving Amapiano a break, so I've been trying to listen to like a lot of Afrobeats playlists. I think you guys should do it too. There's some really nice new music. And then, man, I think just out of like, I know everyone's speaking about her, but like out of like respect and out of like, I saw how hard you worked. Shout out to Grace.
Yeah.
You really did it. I think a lot of people are seeing you now. A lot of people have been seeing you, right?
1 million on TikTok, man.
1 million on TikTok. A lot of people are seeing you, like, they've been seeing you the whole year, but I just want to say, I know how much work it takes to shoot those type of videos.
Yeah. And she changes the angles and everything.
And you do that stuff daily. There's a point where you're doing it daily. So shout out to you. I think you constantly reinvesting back into yourself, your family, and your lifestyle is beautiful. Big shout out to Savelo, too, the creator. He just finished building one of the most beautiful homes back at home, like where he comes from. Also, similar content style to Grace. So I think those are two people that are very, you know, inspiring towards, you know, young content creators. So big shout out to Grace. Big shout out to Sabelo. You guys are doing absolutely amazing. I think I started out at Sabelo like a year ago, and now to see where he is now, he's giving me advice.
I think he moved, the last time he's challenged modern, when he moved to the loft.
Yeah, he moved to some other beautiful apartment with the craziest view. So shout out to him. What about you? Any shout outs?
So television, I've been watching Upshaw's, Arcane, Dubai Bling, The Ultimatum.
Damn, nigga.
I recommend watching. and Survivor. And I just finished Survivor as well. So I recommend all of
those.
Choose one. Arcane, really, really good, but it's a very beautiful visual animation. When I say animation, don't think anime and don't think cartoon. It's beyond that.
Think 3D rendering.
Yeah, 3D. No, I wouldn't say D rendering. It's no CGI type vibe. It's purely just art. Like, if you think you've seen art move, then you've never seen art move. Arcane is definitely it. Upshaw's because it's just funny as hell. It's like very, like, it's a very, like...
comedic show.
What's the show that you said you're watching? Big Bang Theory type show. Dubai Bling, just because of the clout, you know, because I know the babies are watching the Dubai Bling right now, so I'm trying to stay with the lingos, you know what I'm saying?
The TikToks.
And then in terms of content creators, I'd say shout out Tato, Percy, Khonse, because they're all back now.
Really?
Yeah, like all of them are back. I all have seen them post, but heavily shout out, like right now, I'm a fan of Hey Shoddy. Hey Shoddy also been consistent. Like everywhere, she's been posting TikToks, gang.
Yeah, I've been watching her vlogs. Her vlogs actually really bang. Yeah. Like, I didn't know she vlogged like that until like 2 weeks ago.
So I'll say shout out to her as well. I think we always shout out people we know because we're close to them.
As we should.
But yeah, that's definitely shout out to them. But yeah, you know, and also shout out to myself, bro.
Yeah,
like shout out to myself.
Yeah, you've been throwing bangers. Like, you've been getting views.
I've been posting,
you've been moving.
Since December last year. Like, I haven't stopped posting since last year.
Really?
So shout out to myself as well. I think I've made a couple of bangers.
Even your style change. You saw that?
What? What do you mean?
Your content style change.
Yeah, my content style change. I even did a shift.
Because
I stopped making skits. Yeah. And then I just started doing speak to camera.
Low effort, high reward.
And then I went back. And I'm trying to like go back to skits as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, but guys, if you guys want to shout out anybody, please put them in the comment section below, and then we will also shout them out next week. We'll definitely give them a try too. Also, just for the community that makes it all the way to the end, shout out, guys. I'm trying to end these podcasts very, very fast. This is the mesh. We're both wearing it. It's not coming out anytime soon. We're just showing you guys what it might look like. That's the first prototype. This is the second prototype. There's even a third prototype. But we'll see you guys next week with a brand new video. We're consistent. It's every single... What do we post?
I don't know.
Every single day that it
that
is
day
that it is
that day.